Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It sounds devastating. That looks devastating. And then you start to look into him a little more. Like, who is this guy? If you didn't already know. And who is this guy? He's undefeated. American heavyweight. I think he's got the longest tenure for a heavyweight champion. 14th longest in history right now. People don't even know who he is.
To this day.
And so he knocks out Dominic Brazil, and now you got to hope that he goes out and fights Tyson Fury again, fights Anthony Joshua again. Either one of those fights would be massive, but they would be even bigger given what Deontay Wilder just did on Saturday night, because it's one thing to win a boxing match. You know, when you're going heads up against the NBA finals and your name's not NBA playoffs and your name's not Floyd Mayweather or Canelo Alvarez, it might not even resonate. But that punch resonated the way it sounded. Resonated. And if they do this right and now negotiate a deal to get a Wilder Anthony Joshua fight or a Wilder Tyson Fury rematch, then that heavyweight division can matter in a way that it has not mattered in a long, long time.
Story number four.
Germantown High graduate Mickey Callaway got good news earlier today. Brady Van Wagenen, the Mets general manager, said that he is the Mets manager today and for the foreseeable future. And I'll be honest, I was surprised by that, because there were Mets beat writers, Mets columnists, who thought Mickey would not make it to tonight's game after getting swept by the Marlins down in Miami. They got one hit on Saturday, two hits on Sunday. Nice. And at some point, you know, the manager is going to be held responsible for that. And I only bring this up not because I'm a Mets fan, but because Mickey Callaway is a Germantown High graduate. He's an Ole Miss graduate. I had some friends over the weekend. They were like, well, is it his fault? Because the Mets stink. They can't hit. They can't pitch. They're just terrible. They're like, is it his fault? And I don't know that it's his fault. They've had terrible luck with injuries. Mm-hmm. Most notably today, Jonas Cespedes, it's got report. You can't do anything but laugh at this point. My dude had surgery on both of his heels. So it was going to take him past the All-Star break.
Yeah.
So he's just like hanging out on his ranch, healing.
Oh.
Stepped in a hole, broke both of his ankles. Both of his ankles.
Dude, he's always hurt.
Always hurt.
What is going on with him? They need to put him in some bubble wrap or something.
I don't think he cares. I know somebody who knows him, and they said that the Mets last year like had to sit him down and have a talk with him because he was hurt. Like, he's always hurt.
Yeah, like.
And he wasn't rehabbing baseball, but he was playing golf every day. He wouldn't rehab baseball. He'd go play golf every day. They were like, dude, even if you can play golf but can't, like, work out and try to do baseball workouts, it's a bad look. People are talking about it. Like, you got to stop. And he was like, okay, I'll slow down on the golf and start picking up a bat again. And then he had to have surgery on – he comes back for, like, a game, has to have surgery on both heels. And then he's getting ready to come back from that, steps in a hole on his ranch and breaks both of his ankles, now probably out for the year.
Okay, how do you break both of your ankles stepping into a hole? Because isn't it like one foot in front of the other? I mean, that's a little fishy.
I don't know, man. I have no idea.
Both ankles?
But that's what the report is, both ankles. It's unbelievable. Even if it's one ankle, it's like, first off, who has a ranch? What are you even doing on a ranch?
And why is there holes everywhere?
Yeah, and like, fix your holes, you know, on your ranch before you start walking around. Like, you're making like $30 million. Yeah. Can you please, like, not step in a hole? My God. So, like, that ain't Mickey Callaway's fault. Michael Conforto getting a concussion last week is not Mickey Callaway's fault. Jacob DeGrom forgetting how to locate pitches is not Mickey Callaway's fault. But at some point, like, the manager has to, at the very least, be inspiring and be somebody people believe in, and there's not a whole lot of that right now, and so that's an issue. But either way, front office says he's going to continue to manage, so hopefully he can manage his way out of this. I root for him. I've never, as frustrated as I get sometimes with the Mets, I never tweeted a bad word about Mickey Callaway, because he and I got, like, mutual friends.
Yeah, man.
And,
guy.
Yeah, I root for him, but, like, my God, win a game every once in a while. Please, I can't take it anymore. Jeff Calkins is next.
Ask Alexa or Google to play 92.9 ESPN, WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. This is 92.9 FM ESPN. Data message rates apply, national contest. It's Unicorn Cash Time on 92.9. Every hour, weekdays from 7 a.m. through 7 p.m. and right now.
All right, got your 5 o'clock code word. Right now, your chance to win $1,000. We did have a local winner last week on this station. I want you to be the next $1,000 winner. So text the word SNOW, S-N-O-W. Text SNOW to 72881 now for your chance to win $1,000. Again, text SNOW, S-N-O-W to 72881 now for your chance to win a grand. You will have another chance coming up at 6, but right now, text SNOW, S-N-O-W to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. Good luck.
Okay, the secret is out. Everybody wants to buy their cars and trucks at the wholesale price now. Probably because Wholesale Unlimited, just off Covington Pike on Pleasant View, has twice the selection of really nice pre-owned vehicles for every budget and credit score. Toyotas, Nissans and Hyundais, Mercedes, Jeeps, Silverados, Yukons. How about an Escalade or Mustang? If you have excellent credit or not so good credit, it does not matter. Everyone gets approved. Yes, you can get sports cars at wholesale, too. Unlimited choices for all your summer trips and fun. That's why we call it Wholesale Unlimited. Go to WUCars.com and find what you really want to drive. Or go to Pleasant View, just off Covington Pike, and see how your money goes a long, long way when you can get your car or truck at the wholesale price. You will thank me later. Online at WUCars.com. Just Google it. Wholesale Unlimited.
If you're looking for a reason to work with a local GEICO agent, I have all of them. Because I'm the voice of reason. Reason 1, GEICO agents could help you save on more than car insurance. Reason 2, they can help tailor your policy to fit your needs. Reason 3, they're local. And 4, they're local. Yes, I already said that, but it's still a good reason.
And if you're looking for more ways to save, your local GEICO agent could help with more than just your auto insurance. Stop by or give them a call today. They're here to help.
Let's observe the inflatable noodle man. His constant undulating entices people to look at me, look at me. He's tireless and brainless. A literal airhead. Curiously, however, the inflatable noodle man, when hearing that GEICO not only saves people money, but also has an award-winning app that makes it easy to manage one's policy, he knows you should switch. Because yes, switching to GEICO is a no-brainer. Just ask an inflatable noodle man. Carefully, they are unpredictable creatures.
With summer fast approaching, the Pep Boys pros will get your ride in tip-top shape. Now during the Pep Boys Big Memorial Day Savings Event, get up to $120 off a Wagner Premium Brake Service Package. And if you need your oil changed, get $25 off a Pennzoil Synthetic Oil Change that includes free tire rotation. $25 off! Go to pepboys.com/radio for your coupon and stop by your local Pep Boys service center today. Brake offer up to $60 per axle after mail-in rebate. See oil coupon for restrictions. Offers end May 26th.
Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN with Jeff Calkins on today's show, presented by the Blue Monkey.
New Amsterdam Vodka is a premium 80-proof vodka. It's made from the finest quality grains, 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. Bennett Doyle, first test. Do you know how smooth this is?
Gary, it's so smooth, you can drink it straight.
Look at you. It is so smooth, you can drink it straight. It really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store. That's because it's an awesome vodka that's reasonably priced. I could spend more money on vodka. There's more expensive vodkas than New Amsterdam Vodka. I could spend more on it if I wanted to. My wife told me I already spent enough, so I'm going to keep buying New Amsterdam Vodka. It's quality. It's reasonably priced. They got flavored vodkas as well. Grapefruit, apple, peach, orange, mango, pineapple, red berry, coconut, lemon, raspberry. Try one, try them all. Mix them together if you want to get freaky deaky. Just make sure if you're into flavored vodkas, you're buying New Amsterdam Vodka. They also got a gluten-free vodka, so if you're on a gluten-free diet, that's perfect for you. Next time you are in a bar or a restaurant or a liquor store, you ask for it by name. If they don't have it, you walk out in protest. New Amsterdam Vodka, pour your soul out. On the web, newamsterdamspirits.com. Jeff Calkins is an award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian host. The Jeff Calkins Show. That's weekdays 9 to 11. Joins me every day around this time. He's here right now. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
I'm okay, GP.
So yesterday I'm sitting at home doing whatever you do when you sit at home. And right. And I'm on Facebook at some point because it's a natural reaction to holding your phone. And I see your post about your car, and I'm like, this dude is too much. I mean, my God.
Like, it would, how about that?
It, like, I heard you talking about it this morning, and you said some people will say, well, this is what starts to happen when you get older. Except this right. isn't a getting older thing. This is you. This is a Jeff Calkins thing.
I actually take comfort in the fact that it is not a sign that I am senile. It's just a sign I'm an idiot, and I've always been. It's those people who do not know the story, because everyone does, can't listen between 9 and 11, and everyone isn't my Facebook friend. I woke up Sunday morning, and I went out to do some errands, and I got this new used car 2 weeks ago, and it was gone. It wasn't parked in front of my house. It wasn't parked to the side of my house. It was gone. I had the key there, so I knew I had the car, and it was just flat out gone. So you just get this sinking feeling. You're saying, oh, you know. I was not going to tell anyone on Facebook or anyone about it, because I hate to contribute to the whole narrative that Memphis is a hellhole, and yeah, of course you got your skirt car stolen, or whatever. But I had that sinking feeling that you have. Oh, I've been victim. I felt like such a victim, really, Gary. And so I called the police. Police came over, a nice woman. She actually asked me if I was in a gang, because that's one of the list of questions they have to ask.
What if you should have said, yeah, I'd have paid you $100 to say yes. Yes, ma'am, I actually am in a gang.
I'm a Crip, right. I'm a Crip, right, exactly. So I was a gang. I said, no, I'm not in a gang. And I said, so what, you know, what's the situation? And the worst part is that the car isn't, it's a lovely car. It's a Mercedes, just like yours, except for mine's 22 years old. And so it's not worth that much. I only got liability on it. I didn't even get theft coverage. I just got, and I said, oh God, there's that money up in smoke. I said, what normally happens? She said, well, usually, you know, if they're joyriding or if they're driving around, you know, if they're using it for other crimes, you might get it back. Otherwise it could be sold for parts. I said, well, okay. And so I texted everyone I knew. I texted my ex-wife. I said, my car's been stolen. I texted my buddies. I told my child's been stolen, whatever else. And an hour passed. I said, I decided to go for a run, grab my headphones. Then it dawned on me that I'd gone for a run the day before. And then it dawned on me that it had been raining the day before when I went for a run. And then it dawned on me. You know, I'd driven my car over to Sea Isle Park, which is near my house, and started the run there. And I'd been running and talking to my brother as I ran, and then it started raining like hell. And then it dawned on me that I just ran home and didn't run back to get the car. And in fact, my car had not been stolen. I'd just forgotten I put it at Sea Isle Park. So I walked over there, and there it was. And boy, did I feel like an idiot calling the police back to say, my car has not been stolen. I just forgot where I put it.
It's unbelievable.
So there. Yeah.
It's unbelievable. And it's like if that was a story from anybody else, I'd be like, what? And he had a story from you, and I'm like, of course. That is exactly
what a lot of people say. You must have been drunk, right? The running wouldn't fit there. Like, must have been a wild night, you know, like that. Like, and actually, a bunch of people have called me with, have written me, trying to make me feel better about the time they lost their car and called the police, whatever. It usually involves New Amsterdam vodka, right. I'll be honest with you. mine did not involve New Amsterdam vodka. It just involved, I totally forgot where I put my damn car.
It's runner's high.
And, yeah, it's just literally that is how I've lived my entire life.
No, it goes hand in hand with you leaving your car running at the Masters all day long, or right. you running out of gas about every 3 months, which is just like crazy.
That time, the Masters one, I lost my keys for my rental car at the Masters, and then like I was in working for 15 hours that day at the media center. I couldn't find my keys. Finally went out to look for the keys, thinking maybe I just left them. I looked at the lost and found maybe I just left them in my near my car, dropped them as I got out of my car. The door's unlocked. I get in, and I sit down, and then I realize the car's on. It had been on the whole freaking day. Like, who does any of this stuff? But, like, it hasn't, like, with all the rest, like, it hasn't seemed to harm me, you know? Like, so it hasn't. I was upset about my car being stolen. Then people say, why did you tell that story? Like, you know, why did you on Facebook tell that story? Well, why not? You know, once you do something that's stupid, like I would not have told the story if my car had been stolen. because I'm just not going to contribute to. In fact, I know someone in Memphis, both their cars were stolen, and they did not discuss it. Whatever, they're on the radio regularly. They did not discuss it because who needs to contribute to that narrative, right? I just don't need to do that. But if the narrative is me being an idiot, I'm happy to make fun of myself for reporting my car is stolen when it was. I will say the cop was like, he could not put, different police officer came back, and he wasn't like, oh, yeah, you know, we get this every day. It happens, whatever. He was like, you did what? He was, seriously? And so, yeah.
No, and it's a totally you story. That's why you're comfortable telling it, I would think, is because it plays into the same story other people know about you. And at least you're smart enough to recognize this is
who my brand, baby.
This is who I am. Like, Kelly and I, there are things about her that, and they're small things, but there are things about her that she does, and she won't just accept that that's who she is. Like, and perhaps I won't accept it either because we keep talking about it every week. but she will always have an explanation for why something is the way it is when the explanation is simply, this is who you are. For instance, like, she loves to, for whatever reason, buy stuff and stack it on the dining room table. She just buys stuff, and she comes in. Like, I imagine most people buy stuff, and then they come in and they put it where it goes. Like, I ordered a golf shirt the other day, and it came in. I took it out of the box, and I was like, ooh, I like this. Feels nice. It's good quality. And then I immediately went and I put it on a hanger, and I put it in my closet. And that was the last we've seen of it. If that same thing happened to Kelly, she would open it and be like, I like this. And then she would set it on the dining room table. And it just sits on the dining room table forever.
And I think a lot of people do that, actually, Gary. I think it's a shocking number of people do that. But go ahead.
It will be on the dining room table for until I move it. Until I move it, it'll stay there. And it drives me crazy because it really is the first thing I see when I walk in the front door. And I just see a dining room table covered and stuff. And I know that this probably reflects way more poorly on me than it does her. But, like, it actually affects my mood. So I'm like, listen, Kelly, like, why is this stuff all over the dining room table? Why do we have another pile of stuff on the dining room table? And she'll be like, well, it's because, you know, when I picked Oliver up, and it's always like because of Oliver or because of Louie. And then I have to remind her, Kelly, you've been setting stuff on the table for 20 years. Like, before Louie was ever.
You clearly do have to remind her. I'm sure you do have to remind her, Gary.
Like, it's not like, what? Okay, what about when we only had one kid and you were still stacking stuff on the dining room table? Like, I'm not debating whether you're busy, but the reason that stuff's on the dining room table isn't because you're busy. It's just because that's where you put it every time for as long as I've known you. And then her comeback, and I think this is probably reason, was like, well, then why aren't you used to it by now? And I'm like, well, maybe we could have that conversation, but, like, stop blaming it on everything else. And it just goes, but that's who she is. Like, she's going to just take stuff and stick it on the dining room table. Also who she is. She buys it. This drives
me. I'm glad we had the opportunity to get this off your chest. What else who she is? Yes, okay. Go ahead. What?
Okay, by the way, I've never talked about this one publicly. People help me out on Twitter. Is this me being crazy or is this me being reasonably frustrated? When she goes grocery shopping, she takes the food out of the car, sets it on the dining room table, surprise, surprise. I'm just kidding. Right. She brings it into the counter, and now she's going to put the food up. And she will just take whatever stuff needs to be in the refrigerator and put it in the refrigerator, no rhyme or reason. Everything is just everywhere. So, you know, like, most people will have these little, like, trays in their door.
You got, like, your veggie tray.
Like, okay, like, hey, here's all the sandwich meat.
Uh-huh. Here's and the cheese and whatever.
Here's all the cheese, and here's where the ketchup and the mustard and the honey mustard go. It's like
she would really just put it in randomly?
Dude.
Or is it just not according? There's two things here. If she's putting it into a quarter where she wants it to go as opposed to where you want it to go, that's one thing. If it's totally just total random, that's what my kids did. Like, that's stupid.
You have to at least have
some order to it. Whatever. Now, her order may not be your order.
No, it's even she would acknowledge that it's not like her. This isn't a conversation about my order and her order. It's just like she grabs it and she just puts it somewhere. It does like so. Like the mustard will be over here, but the ketchup might be in a drawer up by some grapes. Like, it's just like, from her mindset, all of this stuff just has to remain cold until I want it again. And so it doesn't really matter where it is.
Nah, she's unreasonable. That's unreasonable. And that is totally unreasonable.
The pantry, exact same way. Like, Aiden will always come in and he'll be like, we don't have anything to eat. I'm like, I'm confident we have stuff to eat. You just can't, you don't know where it is. Because there's no – it'd be like walking into a grocery store.
If she would admit that she literally just put stuff randomly in the refrigerator or the pantry.
This is one of the few things that she would actually – in terms of things that I, like, have like I say, this drives me nuts. She would 100% admit to this. Like, she has – she
just say, yeah, this needs to be cold. Why does it matter where it goes?
She has
would defend that position. That is an indefensible position.
It's an indefensible position. Like, put the – just take – I don't know how much longer it takes to put stuff where it goes in the fridge as opposed to just put anywhere in the fridge, because it's never occurred to me to just put stuff where it, you ever just throw it in the fridge. But, like, it can't take that much longer. Just, like, put the.
Now let me ask you this, though.
Okay.
To me, that's a very different than, because I once took a picture and put it on Facebook of, I loaded the dishwasher, and I was getting criticized for the way I loaded the dishwasher because I just put stuff wherever. That's true. Like, but I think this is very different. If you just put it – the point is, if you put it in the dishwasher, it's just getting washed. As long as you don't, like, put things so the more water won't get at them, go to them. If you put them willy-nilly, whatever, who the hell cares how you load your dishwasher, right? Because in the end, that really does matter. It just gets washed, and it's going to get taken out, whatever. The refrigerator is totally different because stuff has to be accessible and you have to know where it is. I think that loading, you have a responsibility to be orderly and thoughtful and rational as you load the as fridge. You have no responsibility to be particularly orderly or thoughtful as you load a dishwasher, although there are lunatics out there who just severely, and then you should have seen the blowback on Facebook I got for the way I loaded the dishwasher. People are insane about their need for order as it comes to a dishwasher, and I completely separate that from the need for order when it comes to a fridge.
Just not the same thing. Like, I'll load a dishwasher. The goal with a dishwasher is get as much stuff in that dishwasher and wash it, right? Like, to the extent that there needs to be order about it, it's only to maximize the space available. It doesn't really need to be visually pleasing or organized in any way. But if I open up my refrigerator and there's just, like, lettuce on top of a thing of orange juice for some reason, I'm like, what? That is clearly not where that goes. Why is that there? And I know this makes me crazy. I understand my reaction to it is crazy.
But yes, I think that's true, too.
But it makes me crazy, and I don't understand why you can't just, like, put all the sandwich meat together. Because, like, Aiden will come in and be like, yeah, but we're out of ham. No, we're not out of ham. It's just over here in the corner behind the milk for some reason.
That's irrational. But going back to the point you made, though, that she doesn't accept who she is, except for in this instance she does, but normally she doesn't, and I accept who I am when it comes to losing my car or whatever else, right? Like, at least I do that. The only question is, at what point is that a real defense versus an excuse? In other words, if I am who I am and that I, you know, whatever, don't put on deodorant and I spit and burp and whatever in public and just say I am what I am, whatever it is, any offensive thing, right? That's not an excuse to keep – just because you have the good grace to admit your flaws doesn't mean that you don't have some obligation to change. So if she says, I am who I am, I'm just someone who randomly loads the dishwasher, that's not enough. And I actually – so the only – and the same thing is with me. For me saying I am who I am, I just misplace stuff as – you know, I'm a total klutz I'm the proverbial absent-minded professor and I lose stuff and don't care – is that an excuse? Is it who you are? Is it because you don't try to be someone different?
I do think there are with people certain things that's just who they are. Like, they cannot help themselves, right? And this is your thing. And I would argue it's not a big deal because it really only impacts you. Like, if you lose your car, it's really...
Yeah, that's because I live alone. It's probably no accident. Is it her thing, though? Is it just who she is that she loads the refrigerator that way?
I think, yeah, and I think she has reached the point where she's just like, this is just who I am. If you want the refrigerator fixed, you know, organized a certain way, knock yourself out. And I actually agree to that. And I say,
just, you do it.
And I say, please, just don't mess it up again. But I swear to God, on Mother's Day, I spent half of my afternoon. We went to a nice brunch and all that. And then I spent probably about an hour. I just got so fed up with it, I pulled everything out of the fridge. Nothing in the fridge anymore. And everything out of the pantry. Nothing in the pantry anymore. And I organized both of those things. And it's holding up pretty well.
Well, it was Mother's Day,
too. Nice Mother's Day gift, yeah.
Appropriate, right.
No, but I did that. But I did that for me.
Aunt Sherry's berries.
Yes, Aunt Sherry's berries. I did that for me, though. She doesn't accept that as like a thing.
She didn't want it.
She doesn't care at all. And so, like, she actually would accept that. But the thing that drives me crazy is when people, I'm detaching her from it. I'm just talking about people in general. When people say, when people make excuses for doing the same things they've always done, and they're just applying a new excuse to it. Like, oh, yeah, well, I was late this time because, you know, I'm living 20 minutes further away than I used to live. Well, what about when you live 5 minutes away? You were late then too. Like, you're not late because you live further away. You're late because you've never been on time. Like, that's what drives me. When people use an excuse to rationalize something, even though that something has been present forever, every other variable has changed, and it's never led to any other result than that result.
I am late. I am someone who runs late is not an excuse for running late. I believe that firmly.
Well, hey, guess who else runs late every time?
Yeah, I could have guessed that. That's not an excuse because that one does affect other people. That one is an impact. That impacts other people. So if you run late, it just means you're only thinking of yourself. I mean, generally, no, it's fine. Like, occasionally, whatever. If there's a horrific pile up on I-40 or something, that's different. But yes, I think that's a different thing. You're right. Me losing my car. Now, it did affect the police. I felt bad.
Sure.
Because the guy who had to come back, they actually had to come back to my house to report the car unstolen. Like, they couldn't just do it on the phone for some reason. Chris Powers, by the way, former tight end for the University of Memphis, who caught the winning touchdown pass against Tennessee, said this happened to him. I think his advice, I'll be honest, I think it involved New Amsterdam vodka at
sure.
the time. And he said that he felt too embarrassed to call the police back. He said, which was great until I found myself in the back of a squad car for stealing my own car. So they actually had to come back out to make my car be unstolen. And the guy was doing police work doing paperwork in my driveway for 15 to 20 minutes, and I felt bad for
that.
So it affected him. But beyond that, it didn't affect anybody.
I'm talking to Jeff Calkins here on 92.9 FM ESPN. As you are telling the story, though, yesterday, and this isn't a reflection of me, I don't think, but this did happen to me. I did the exact same thing you did one time. It's when I was living at the Gayoso house downtown, and my routine, we had a routine basically every day. Whenever I'd leave the commercial appeal, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, we would, I was living with my roommate Corey, and we were in a bar every night. Like, we'd go hang out just with friends or each other or whatever, but we were out every night. And we lived there in the Gayoso house, so we would just walk wherever. And our parking spots, like our official parking spots that we paid for, they were in the parking garage above the Flying Saucer, that parking garage. That's where we parked. But if you park there, it's like a 5-minute walk to your apartment, as opposed to you could park in a little alley right next to the door, and it's like a 2-second walk to your apartment. And so my plan, in an attempt to be as efficient as possible to get to the bar as quickly as possible, I just drove my car into the alley, and I put the hazard lights on. And my plan was, I'm going to go upstairs, take a shower, get dressed, come back downstairs, then I'll get in my car, drive it, park above the saucer, and then just go right down to the saucer, and then I'm already there. And thinking back on it, it probably saves me 4 minutes tops, right? Like, it can't be a big deal. But at the time, that's what I decided to do. Well, of course, I go upstairs, take a shower, get dressed, go straight to the saucer, forget to get my car. Wake up, and then you drink until the night's over. Wake up the next day to go to work. Go to the parking garage where my parking spot is. Car's not there. I'm like, oh, God.
So, did you report it stolen?
Yes, I called the cops.
Oh, well, you did the same thing that I did.
I know. But then the cop got there, and while he was there, I remembered, oh, no, I know what I did. And I went back, and my car was still sitting there, lights flashing, same way, just like I left it. But I remembered once the cop got there, but we did call the cops. I called the cops. I was
a shocking number of people actually have texted me that they have done this or whatever. They were at this restaurant and they put it in there. They thought they were in the parking lot and they actually parked it across the street. They looked, it was gone. Like, a shocking number of people have reported their car stolen when they just lost it.
Yeah.
I actually took some comfort in that.
Yeah, you're not alone. You're a better candidate than most to do this. But you're definitely not alone. All right, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
See you, man.
Bye-bye. That's Jeff Calkins here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Now, I remembered while the cop was there, and we're walking around, and they're getting ready to take, you know, they're like, are you sure you went on level three? I'm like, no, dude, I park on level two every day. Like, this is my spot. Mm-hmm. I actually pay for this spot. Like, this is the only place I ever parked, like spot number 17 or whatever it was. I'm like, if my car's not here, oh, God, I think I know what I did. And it was right there in the alley, right where I left it. Flashers blinking. Mm. Game of Thrones series finale was last night. I'm not going to ruin it for you if you haven't seen it. So I'll give you fair warning before we start discussing anything that could be interpreted as a spoiler. But we will talk Game of Thrones next.
Mark Giannotto, Jeffrey Wright, Giannotto and Jeffrey. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. 92.9 FM ESPN.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the Smile Center is where I go to the dentist. It's where my entire family goes to the dentist. It's Dr. Mady Sadeghi's place at 6750 Poplar. And the reason it's great is because the folks at the Smile Center take care of you and treat you like family. You don't feel like you're going to the dentist as much as you feel like you're going to see friends. So if you are looking for a new dentist, look no further than the Smile Center at 6750 Poplar. Which, by the way, is now accepting additional insurance plans in 2019. And check this out. The Smile Center is now also offering an annual membership plan for people who do not have dental insurance. For just $250 per year, you're going to receive a comprehensive exam, a full head x-ray, a cavity detection x-ray, a periodic exam, and two annual cleanings. It's a value right around $530. You can get it for just $250. So if that interests you, and if you don't have traditional insurance, it should, give the Smile Center a call, 901-309-1333, or just get the information on the web, smilecentermemphis.com.
Memphis has been celebrating all month and enjoying everything that makes this city special. We just welcome the whole world into our backyard to cook out, but now it's time for us to grill up a Memphis original. So we're kicking off grilling season with Memorial Day weekend, and this is Gary Parrish telling you nothing sets you up for the perfect party like a fresh hand-cut steak from Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop. You know Folks Folly, right? The original Memphis Steakhouse. They serve incredible steaks every night, but what you might not realize is that you can have those very same steaks in your own backyard, as well as their ground sirloin, crab legs, lamb chops, sandwiches, pimento cheese, fresh vegetables, everything you could possibly want for a delicious cookout with friends and family. It's all at Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop right next door to Folks Folly. And it's so good, in fact, that Humphrey's staff is going to take off Memorial Day so they can enjoy it as well. So you need to take some time before the holiday to stop by Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop at 551 South Mendenhall. It's the same address as Folks Folly. Or you can order online at humphreysmemphis.com to get everything you need to grill like a legend.
Oh, hi, Amy. What brings you to the Xfinity store today?
Do the hokey pokey and sing me something.
No.
Eat some spaghetti.
What?
Do the worm.
Why would I do that?
Well, I hear Xfinity gives me control.
Oh, yeah. Over your in-home Wi-Fi. You can see who's online, you can pause it, you can set a curfew for your kids.
Wait, so I don't have control over everything?
No.
So that guy outside that I just made wash my car?
It looks like he's getting inside.
I gotta go.
Take control of your Wi-Fi with Xfinity XFi. That's simple, easy, awesome. Get started with Xfinity Internet and TV for just $40 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Plus, upgrade to get more than double the speed for just $5 more a month for 12 months. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today to learn more. Requires EcoBill and AutoPay and 62119. Restrictions apply. New basic TV and performance starter 25 megabits per second internet customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV fee extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary.
Season tickets for the 2019 Memphis Tigers football season are on sale now and start at $100 when you buy four in the Family Fun Zone and $150 for end zone seats. The six-game home schedule is highlighted with matchups against regional foe Ole Miss, plus AAC rivals Cincinnati and Navy. A season ticket includes the same great seat for all six home games, plus priority options to buy single-game tickets, bowl tickets, and more. Be part of the incredible game day experience and get your seats today at GoTigersGo.com or call 901-678-2331. Stripe up.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive.
Can I take these off?
All right. What is this? This looks good.
Wow, that's well made.
Where did you get this? I'm talking to you, with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer. That's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Right now, I'm holding a perfectly ice-cold Coors Light. You know how I know it's the perfect temperature? Because the mountain on the can is blue. And also, it's really cold. Every Coors Light is cold-filtered, cold-lagered, and cold-packaged. Notice how many times I said cold? Three times. It's that cold. So make sure the mountain on your can of Coors Light is blue, because that means it's ready to enjoy. 2019 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Earn two times the fuel points at Kroger Thursdays through Sundays. Just download your coupon on the app or at Kroger.com. Limited time only. Restrictions apply.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Step my money fast and go fast, fast like a Lambo.
Cooper Systems over in the Mount Moriah Office Park. On the web, coopersystems.com. You're in the market for a computer, whether it's a high-end computer, low-end computer, middle of the road, a desktop, notebook, tablet, PC, or a Mac, whatever you need. Lee and Lauren Cooper over at Cooper Systems, they either got it for you, they can get it for you, they can build it for you. And what's great about that is that they have so many options for you, they're going to be able to get something that's perfectly suited for you. It means it's going to be a better price for you because you're not going to be paying for a bunch of stuff you're never going to use. You go to the big box stores, they just got what they got. You're going to buy it, and perhaps you'll use every penny's worth. More than likely, though, you won't, because you're just going to be playing on Facebook, YouTube, surfing the web. You do not need to go spend $1,300 on a computer to do that. At Cooper Systems, you won't have to. You tell them, what are you going to be doing on the computer? I'll watch YouTube videos, stalk my ex on Facebook, email. Okay, cool. You can do that for a few hundred dollars. 360-9679, 360-9679. You get in touch with Lee and Lauren Cooper when you need a computer. Cooper Systems, Mount Moriah Office Park on the web, coopersystems.com. 535, Gary Parrish Show, we're on 92.9 FM ESPN. And last night was the series finale of Game of Thrones. Now listen, fair warning. I don't understand how you could watch Game of Thrones and not have already watched the series finale. Like, I don't understand how you didn't actually plan your Sunday night around that.
Right.
And you could be upset with anybody talking about it roughly 24 hours later live on a radio show. But whatever. I'm not trying to ruin it for you. So if you genuinely care and you have not seen it yet, you're planning on watching it tonight or tomorrow or whenever, turn away for about like 10 minutes and then come back for dinner to go. All right. Everybody still here understands what's up. Mm-hmm. Series finale last night. Bennett, I'll ask you first. Did you enjoy it?
Gary, I enjoyed it because I enjoy closure, but there were some things I had problems with.
Here's what depressed me the most. The only reason I started watching Game of Thrones is, you know, I didn't watch it from the beginning. I think I started getting caught up around season 4.
Okay.
Maybe season 5.
Yeah, that's when it's really picking up. The whole world's watching.
And
yeah.
I just felt like the whole world's watching, but more specifically, my oldest son was watching.
Okay.
And he was in it, and he, like, that's what he did every Sunday night. And you'll learn this as your child gets older.
Yep.
You start to, you know, when they're 3, 4, 5 years old, you got a million things to do with them because all they want to do is do things with you nonstop.
Mm-hmm.
Then when they get to like 12, 13, 14, they don't really care about you that much anymore. And like, you're not the thing they want to spend their time with, right?
I'm not excited about
and
that.
And so you go, all right, well, what can I find in common with this young person who lives in my home? And I'm like, okay, he loves Game of Thrones, so I'm going to get caught up on Game of Thrones, and then we can watch Game of Thrones together. And that's the way we spent much of the past few seasons. Like, we could watch, like, last Sunday night, we watched Game of Thrones together. Two Sundays ago, we watched Game of Thrones together. So last night, getting ready for Game of Thrones finale, it's going to start at 8 o'clock. And he's clearly, like, getting ready to go somewhere. And I'm like, yo, where are you going? And he's like, well, because he's changing schools after this year. He said, so the kids in my English class are all going to dinner tonight. So I'm just going to go with them. And I'm like, yo, it's like 7 o'clock. It's
finale.
He's like, yeah. And I said, you're not going to watch the Game of Thrones series finale? And he said, you know what? I hate this season so much that I've lowered my expectations so much, I don't even care. Mm. And I was like, that's how. And I thought that was a perfect explanation for how poorly done this season has been, that you took somebody who watched every episode 3 times. He's probably seen every episode of Game of Thrones 3 times and didn't care to watch the series finale live because he just had such low expectations based on what he had seen. And though I wasn't quite that removed from it, I wanted to watch it live. I just thought the whole season was terrible, and last night was also terrible.
Mm. It left a lot to be desired. I will say that. I do think that what's going to happen, Gary, is George R.R. Martin, the guy that wrote the books, I think when his book does eventually come out, it could be another 10 years. The dude's last book came out 10 years ago.
Right.
So I think when it comes out, it's going to be very similar to how they finished this story. And I would recommend everyone who was, like, invested in this show and loved this show to read the books because they're really good and reading is good for you. But I think it's going to kind of end on the same note. But dude, I mean, what's up with Bran? Like, that's just, I have all kinds of issues with his character, and
weird.
And I can say it, right? Spoiler, like, we gave away the spoiler.
We told people.
Like, Bran is the king now.
I know. Which is fine, because that's the way the oddsmakers had it lined up over the past couple of weeks. So, like, it wasn't surprising. But the way that went down was, like, totally ridiculous. Keep in mind what the whole show's been about. People fighting to take to become what Bran became.
Yeah.
And so then you go, okay, well, how did Bran get that? Because Tyrion talked everybody else into it? Tyrion was in prison 30 minutes earlier. So, hold up. Tyrion's in prison.
Uh-huh.
Like, they try to figure out whether they got to kill him or not because he's treasonous against Khaleesi.
Turned his back on the queen. Yep.
So, like, then they, like, let him out of prison to come talk to everybody. And in a matter of, like, 4 minutes, he's got Bran on the throne. He's got the North being an independent deal. And nobody's arguing about anything. Everybody's like, okay, cool. Bran's in charge then, I guess, because the prisoner said so. Like, in what world does the prisoner get to decide who's going to be the king?
Not to mention, we are literally 2 episodes removed from Bran saying, I don't want anything. I don't want anything.
They're like, do you want A, B, and C? He's like, I don't want anymore. I don't want anymore. And then, so then they ask him, yo, do you want to run everything? And he's like, why do you think I'm here? It's like, what? 2 episodes ago, you don't want anything. And now the only reason you're here is because you want something?
Yeah,
what
dude.
Are you talking about?
And then,
meantime, Jon Snow going off to join the Night Watch. Who are we even watching for anymore? Them dudes all dead.
We finished that.
That's over with. That, like, what are you watching for? What is there to watch? All sorts of stuff like this just don't make any sense. And here's who the real problem is. It's not these two guys that are like taking punches to the throat because they landed the plane in this way. It's the dude you mentioned, the guy who wrote the books, George R.R. Martin.
Yeah.
Here's why. When the two writers, the showrunners, started this, they were under the impression, all right, we got this source material to work with, and by the time we get to the end, we'll have the end.
He's going to finish it.
He'll finish the books, and then we'll have the end.
He's in his 80s. He has to, right?
Yeah, he's like, surely if we say, hey, we're going to try to wrap this thing up like 10 years from now, can you have the ending done for us like some point before May 2019? They were left with the impression that he would. And then this dude never wrote another thing.
Nope.
He just stopped writing. So, by all accounts, they were very good at taking his material and then adapting it to the screen.
Yep.
That's how Game of Thrones became the phenomenon on television that it was. But then they ran out of his material. So then it's not enough for them to just adapt material. They have to write material.
Mm-hmm.
And they weren't nearly as gifted at writing as they were at adapting. And so this is what you get.
Yep.
It's that old dude's fault.
It's his fault.
If he'd have just given them the story. And I read too much about this, but the way somebody explained it was like, there's 2 approaches to writing books, movies, miniseries, whatever, television shows. One of them is called pantsing and one of them is called plotting. Did you read this?
No.
So as they explain it, they said when your approach is pantsing, what that's rooted in is you're flying by the seat of your pants. You're just sort of, you're writing these characters and you're letting them go wherever you take them. But it's like you don't really have an end in mind. You're just sort of writing. And these things happen while you're writing. And then you coherently turn it into something. But you really don't know where you're going.
Mm-hmm.
That's called pantsing.
Okay.
And plotting, on the other hand, would be, okay, this is my story. We're going to start here. We're going to finish here. And then you figure out how to get there. But you know where you're going before you even start.
Mm-hmm.
That's plotting. And the way this person explained it, the real problem with Game of Thrones, this final season, is that it went from pantsing to plotting.
Mm.
That when George R.R. Martin started this, he was just pantsing. He was just taking these characters and putting them in these worlds and then adding characters and then weaving them together and then creating the story sort of, not on the fly, but like he didn't really know exactly where he was going. That's why he hasn't been able to finish it. He didn't know where he's going.
Right.
So the first 5 seasons or so are an example of the writing is done with a pantsing approach.
Mm-hmm.
And then they figured out, okay, we got to end this series. Now we have to plot. Now we have to go from here's what we got to this point by pantsing, but we have to get to this point by plotting because now we got to wrap this thing up in 16 episodes or whatever
it
is.
Yep.
So now we got to figure out, okay, how are we wrapping this up? What are we going to do with Daenerys? What are we going to do with Jon? What are we going to do with Cersei? What are we going to do with Jaime? So then they plotted the rest of the show. And suddenly the characters aren't acting the way the characters would normally act because much of their story was told by a pantsing approach and the end was told with a plotting approach. Does that make sense?
It makes sense. There's so many weird like, dude, when Jon Snow, again, spoiler alert, when Jon Snow kills Daenerys, like, why are the Dothraki and the Unsullied not, like, going? They're just like, oh, okay, cool. Well, now let's just have law and order. We're cool with it. It's okay.
Like, Grey Worm turns into a little bee.
Like, what happened there?
Yo, you watch somebody chop your girlfriend's head off and then kill your queen, and you're just, like, sitting there talking to him, like, whatever?
Yeah, like, let's figure this out.
Like, come on, Grey Worm.
Yeah, and I just think, yeah, again.
I would say, where's your balls at? But I think we know that.
He doesn't have them. We know that. The Bran character, I mean, I think one of the... He wasn't even in the show for a full season. Like, I think the problem with that whole thing is, you know, it was a child actor. It's 10 years ago. And I just don't think that guy, I can't think of his name, grew into a great actor. He never had a lot of lines, and people never liked his character that
much. Oh, did you see his quote today?
I saw it.
So his name's Isaac Hempstead?
Yeah.
Something? So his quote today, he was asked about the final season. He said, when I read the script... I thought it was a joke, and I was like, ha-ha, this is funny, and I was like, hold up, this is real? This is really what we're doing? And that's from the guy who got to become the king. Imagine how you feel if you're Daenerys, for crying out loud.
Oh, she was broken up by it. There's a great Entertainment Weekly.
By the way, everybody's screaming like, she was the Mad Queen, and so Jon Snow had to end her. Except when she was talking to Jon Snow right before he ended her. She didn't sound crazy to me.
She didn't sound that crazy. She was ready to liberate the world.
She was logically explaining, this is why I did what I did. Mm-hmm. It is my destiny to do these things. What we're going to do are these great things, and I want you to do them with me. Well, she didn't sound crazy. Trust me, I've been around crazy. You think I never had a face-to-face conversation with a crazy woman?
She seemed pretty sane in the
moment. She seemed like, you can say she's misguided, but she didn't seem crazy to me.
Oh.
So, like, are we sure she was even the Mad Queen? I don't know.
I'm not that sure. I think we needed a little bit more time to find out.
Crazy to me is, like, I'm just doing all this stuff. I don't know why I'm doing it. I'm just crazy.
Yeah.
She was like, well, here's why I did it, John. I did it because of A, B, and C, and now here's my plan going forward. Like, I never seen a crazy person with as detailed plans as she had. She seemed to know exactly what she did, exactly what she was going to do next. She didn't seem crazy to me. Then John just, boom, stabs her in the stomach anyway. Yep. Just like the Night King went out. That's the other thing. Like, two episodes ago, they take out the Night King. It's the biggest, baddest thing in the history of the world.
What now?
Boom. Just stab him in the stomach one time. I watched Oksana in Killing Eve get stabbed in the stomach one time. She survived it. Jaime Lannister got stabbed in the stomach two times. He's fine. Night King can't take a little knife to the stomach? You ain't no Night King. They build that whole storyline up. Nothing ever comes of it. Who cares? The White Walkers story for like a million seasons in a row. Ooh, these dudes coming. Knocked them out in 45 minutes in one episode. What? Yeah. Jon Snow is actually the rightful heir to the throne. Doesn't even become a storyline.
No.
He just walks away.
That's it.
Wouldn't it make more sense if everybody knows that's our rightful king? And he says, but I don't want it. Make Bran the king. And you're like, all right.
Aren't y'all family? Y'all can't sit down and talk about it?
Instead, he just walks off.
And then what's up with Sansa? How ungrateful are you? Your brother just became the king. And you're like, oh, we're actually going to be an independent kingdom. We're not with you guys.
Yeah, how
like,
are you not going to be part of your brother's kingdom? And then where's Arya going?
We don't know.
We make her into an assassin. Now she's just going to go float around on a boat for the rest of her life?
What
are we even doing? I don't understand. Like, I'm not pretending I could write an award-winning television show, but I'm pretty sure I couldn't mess one up as much as they seem to mess one up in the final season. And the final episode is all just disappointing. That's all. That's all you need to know about Game of Thrones. I got a 16-year-old son who's probably seen every episode three times, and by the end of it, he was so frustrated by the way the story was being told. He was like, I don't even care anymore. And he got up this morning and he watched it. And I was like, what'd you think? And he was like, it was fine. But only because I had lowered my expectations to a point where I was like, I didn't completely hate every part of it. I was like, that's what you did to my son. You made him, you took the thing that he loved and made him not care about it anymore.
We're putting this on George R.R. Martin.
I think that is where to blame.
You did this.
Yo, man, write a book. Write a book every once in a while.
Please.
Make that hard. People write books all the time. Can't you write one book and wrap this thing up?
It's what you do.
I mean, it's what you spent your life doing. Wrap it up, George R.R. And why are you putting two letters right in the middle of your name?
It's hard to say.
Yeah. Like, who needs that? Be George R. Or just be George Martin. Why do you got to be a RR right in the middle? All of it's silly.
Screw that, dude.
None of it makes sense. Dinner to Go's next.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. I am often asked, what is the value of my case? The answer, of course, depends on your injuries, liability, and the damages to you financially. And it also very much depends on the law firm you hire to represent you. Many times, firms are hired without much thought or research. All firms are not the same, not even close. I know of firms and lawyers who haven't tried a case in years, maybe never. The insurance company knows who they are, too. Some lawyers need the money more than you do. Go to ForThePeople.com and look at our verdicts in court. Here you will see injuries just like yours. You will see what the insurance company offered and, more importantly, what a jury decided. You will have an idea what your case may be worth in our hands. And just because you've already hired a lawyer doesn't mean you can't fire them before it's too late. Happens all the time. For over 30 years, Morgan & Morgan has been here at your time of need. There's only one Morgan & Morgan. On your cell, dial pound law, pound law. That's all.
So Bill was out in Kyrville, had a home, wanted to sell it. He listed it with Josh Heisel, like I've been telling you to do for years. They got 8 showings on day one. Bill's home sold for the full asking price. How did he do it? He did it by getting in touch with Josh Heisel, who used his 45-day guarantee. It's a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold faster and for more money than the average agent. And the reason Josh can do this is because he's effective. He's experienced. He knows how to expose your home to the most buyers. He knows how to market the situation. But the first step is you got to get in touch with him. Then he's got to help you price your home in a way that makes it attractive. Once you guys agree on a price, he's going to go to work. And then if your home isn't sold in 45 days at that agreed upon price, Josh will step in and make the mortgage payments until it sells, or he'll simply buy the home from you. You pick, totally up to you, and it's a risk-free proposition. Working with Josh doesn't obligate you to anything. If he isn't doing his job, in your opinion, you can fire him, no questions asked, even if your opinion doesn't make any sense. He's got flexible fees, no upfront costs. So if you're trying to sell a home, call the guy I'd call if I'm trying to sell my home. Josh Heisel, 461-8147 on the web, joshsellsthemidsouth.com.
Get more 92.9. Download the radio.com app now and make sure your favorite 92.9 FM ESPN Memphis.
Let me tell you about Octavius Nixon. He grew up in Memphis and graduated from Binghamton Christian Academy. Then he decided he wanted to start a construction company. Well, Octavius will tell you that as a 20-something-year-old African-American, it wasn't easy to find the credit he needed. Then he met a man named Tim Martin, one of the commercial bankers at Triumph Bank. Tim didn't try to find reasons to deny Octavius a loan. He tried to find reasons to say yes. Octavius Nixon and the team from Triumph Bank sat around a table and studied his business plan. They tweaked what needed to be tweaked. It wasn't just a transactional relationship. It was more of a personal consulting relationship. And sure enough, Triumph Bank was able to provide Octavius with the financing needed to buy a building and the line of credit he needed to make some hires. And right now, Nixon General Contractors is working on a project down by the riverfront. That's the kind of story that the people at Triumph Bank like best. It's a bank that's powerful enough to do everything the giant national banks do, but small enough to treat you like you want to be treated. So stop in and see the folks at Triumph Bank. They're invested in the community and are making banking easy for you.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves world championship barbecue, and this is Gary Parrish reminding you that it's Memphis Barbecue Company in Horn Lake. Melissa Cookston, the owner, has won 8 world championships, so she sets the standard high. Ribs are cooked multiple times per day to give guests fresh from the cooker quality, and when you order a pulled pork sandwich, the pork is hand-pulled right then and not a moment earlier. If you've been to Memphis Barbecue Company, you know it's legit. If you haven't been, go. It's at 709 DeSoto Cove, just off the interstate in Horn Lake. Check them out on the web, memphisbbqco.com.
If you thought attending college while holding down a job was out of the question, CBU's College of Adult Professional Studies can help you make it work. We offer flexible 8-week courses to fit your busy work schedule and budget. And CBU has options to count work experience toward your degree, which saves you money. Contact us today at 901-321-3291 or visit cbu.edu/CAPS. That's cbu.edu/CAPS or 901-321-3291. Work on your degree while you work.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Get guap. The hood got heavy metal like Slipknot.
You know, if you're in an emergency situation, you better hope you're at Regional One, because Regional One Health is going to be your best option. Been telling you that for years. But it's not only there for you when you're in an emergency situation. It was there for me and my family when we were. but you don't have to be in an emergency situation to take advantage of the great medical care at Regional One, and the East Campus Imaging Center is a wonderful example of that. It's recommended women 40 and up get an annual mammogram. Doing so could save your life. Not doing it could cost you dearly. So make sure if you are a woman 40 and up that you schedule that. And you can schedule it at the East Campus Imaging Center under the Regional One Health umbrella, 515-3600, 901-515-3600. It's located East Campus Imaging Center at 6555 Quince Road, right there where 385 crosses Curry Parkway, so it's easy to find, easy to get to. You don't need to make an appointment. You certainly don't need a referral, but if you want to make one at the East Campus Imaging Center, you can. 515-3600, 515-3600. Learn more on the web, regional1health.org. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff, but I think the main thing is, and I was pleased to see this on Twitter, people agree with me about the refrigerator.
Really? They do?
Keep it organized.
Yep.
Like, you shouldn't have ham, a Diet Coke, mustard, and some biscuits in one of the trays on the door. That stuff, you can argue, I think, that any of that stuff belongs there, but it don't all belong there together. They don't live in the same tray.
Yeah.
So this is an ongoing battle I have in my home, trying to convince the people I live with and love, should make sure to point that out, love, live with. Like, let's keep our refrigerator organized. This is where the condiments go.
Sure.
This is where our milk goes. This is where our sandwich meat goes. This is where our lettuce and celery goes. This is where the biscuits go. This is where the jelly goes. Let's keep everything in its own little neighborhood so that when we open up the refrigerator, it's visually pleasing, but also it's easy to find where we're the things that we're looking for. We don't need one thing of eggs down here and another thing of eggs up there. Put them eggs together and let them hang out. Not every time I bring up these type of things, people agree with me, although I always think that they should. But on this one, it seems to be unanimous.
Yeah, I think it's fair.
Keep your fridge organized. It's not difficult. It's just the right thing to do.
What's the biggest game tonight?
Western Conference Finals, Warriors Blazers, Moda Center, Portland, Oregon. This is game four, closeout game for the reigning world champs. That's because Golden State won 110-99 on Saturday night. Held Portland to just 33 points in the second half. Like, Golden State scored 37 in the second quarter. Portland scored 33 in the entire second half. Golden State, 3.5-point favorite tonight. The total's 220. Tip is scheduled for 8 o'clock. You can watch that on ESPN.
What should I watch on TV?
The last night's lame final episode of Game of Thrones on HBO at 6:35 if you want to watch that. At the Heart of Gold, Inside the U.S. Gymnastics Scandal. It's a documentary about Larry Nassar. It's on HBO 2 at 6:45. The Voice on NBC at 7. Bachelorette's on ABC at 7. New episode of Chernobyl on HBO at 8 o'clock. If you're up late, Stax legend Mavis Staples is going to be on Jimmy Kimmel. John Lithgow's on Jimmy Fallon. Admiral William McRaven's going to be on Stephen Colbert. Jeff Daniels on Seth Meyers. Renee Zellweger is on James Corden.
Is there anything I need to make sure
if you're
read?
A Memphis fan who's followed the Trendon Wofford recruitment that came to a close today and are still interested in him for some reason, even after he picked LSU over the University of Memphis. My colleague Matt Norlander, CBS Sports, wrote about that, what it means for LSU, what it means for Will Wade. You can find that at CBSSports.com.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
Well, it's going to be Tuesday, so we'll look back at Game 4 Warriors-Blazers, look ahead Game 4 Bucks-Raptors, Easterwood in the first hour, Calkins in the second. Should be fun. Enjoy your night. I'm going to enjoy mine. We're going to be back here tomorrow at 4. Till then, be careful, be kind, be good. Rep your hood.
Ask Alexa or Google to play 92.9 ESPN, WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, a Radio.com sports station. This is 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hi, welcome to this Subway ad for the pizza sub collection. How do you want it?
I'll have the best man speech.
A toast to the perfect marriage of pizza and sub at Subway. Nobody thought it would work out. No offense. But seeing you two together proves anything is possible. You want a supreme pizza sub? Go get it. Pepperoni, why not? Triple meat, it's just right. Because at the end of the day, it's still pizza on the inside.
Subway. Make it what you want.
Sorry, it's the red onions.
Limited time only in participating restaurants.
The Live Love Memphis Group is the official realtor of the Memphis Grizzlies. They've sold over 1,100 houses in 10 years.
And now she's sold mine, John. The website is livelovememphis.com. The phone number is 901-685-6000. The person I asked for is Jennifer Carstensen. She took care of me. She's going to take care of you, too.
Sponsored by Accountemps, demand for top talent is at an all-time high, but you can't afford to miss important deadlines. Whether you need help for a day, a week, or months, keep your work on track with highly skilled accounting and finance professionals from Accountemps, a Robert Half company.
Season tickets for the 2019 Memphis Tigers football season are on sale now and start at $100 when you buy four in the Family Fun Zone and $150 for end zone seats. The six-game home schedule is highlighted with matchups against regional foe Ole Miss, plus AAC rivals Cincinnati and Navy. A season ticket includes the same great seat for all six home games, plus priority options to buy single game tickets, bowl tickets, and more. Be part of the incredible game day experience and get your seats today at GoTigersGo.com or call 901-678-2331. Stripe up.
With summer fast approaching, the Pep Boys pros will get your ride in tip-top shape. Now during the Pep Boys Big Memorial Day Savings Event, get up to $120 off a Wagner Premium Brake Service Package. And if you need your oil changed, get $25 off a Pennzoil Synthetic Oil Change that includes free tire rotation. $25 off! Go to pepboys.com/radio for your coupon and stop by your local Pep Boys service center today. Brake offer up to $60 per axle after mail-in rebate. See oil coupon for restrictions. Offers end May 26th.
Earn two times the fuel points at Kroger Thursdays through Sundays. Just download your coupon on the app or at Kroger.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.